Hey, good morning. I'm doing good. Thanks.
Thanks for coming on the show. I really appreciate it.
Happy to be with you.
We're going to set this up as a little get-to-know J.J. Voss. Let's talk about life in southern Saskatchewan and growing up on the farm.
It was a small farm. We worked hard. Where my folks' land was, it wasn't very good quality land. So we picked stones and fixed fence and a lot of bush and a lot of roots. So we worked pretty hard.
So it was one of those situations where, hey, you're not going to school until those chores are done, mister.
Yeah, no, that was definitely part of it. You had to carry your weight and looking back, I wouldn't have it any other way. It teaches you how to work.
And then as soon as you got home, it was, hey, before you park in front of that TV, get over there and do your chores.
Chores had to be done before Three's Company came on. So that was...
Mr. Roper or Mr. Furley, who's your fave?
Oh, that's a tough one. Their characters were both so good.
Well, I bring up the farm only because I took a listen to Letter to Dad, and it kind of struck me a little similar to Where Corn Don't Grow by Travis Tritt.
Right.
And the only reason I bring it up is because we just kind of wrapped up Harvest, and I thought, my gosh, what a song, and it had me near tears, dude.
It wasn't that bad, was it?
No, it was that good.
Thank you. No, it's a special song to me. We celebrated the 100th anniversary of our farm a few years back.
Yeah.
But my dad wasn't able to be with us. He passed away 10 years ago, and we're doing our best to kind of keep it in the family. I'm not sure how long we're going to be able to continue. I don't think either myself nor my siblings are going to take it over in a traditional sense, but for the time being, we have it rented out. And the bills are paid, and it's kind of our getaway. It's our respite.
Well, mad respect to you for trying to keep it alive, because I know how hard that is. It's not easy. Farming is easily one of the toughest businesses to be in.
Yeah, it is.
Well, let's talk about I Want to Go Home, the brand new single.
Well, I don't know. I think it's a timely tune. I didn't write this one. This was written by one of my collaborators, my buddy Dean Cush. We have written a lot of songs together, but he came, he played this one in my garage, and I was, like, hooked. I love the message. It's about focusing on what people have in common instead of, these days we're so hyper-focused on what divides us and what we don't have in common.
Ain't that the truth?
And, you know, the premise of home. Home is a safe place, and it should be. It is for me, and it's where I feel safe, and it's where I want to go.
When you take a look at, I don't know if you surf around Twitter or whatever you call it these days, or Facebook, the world is just so divided, getting us together. And music is what's going to do that for us, I think.
Well, yeah, I hope so. You know, that's why the message of this song is important to me, and I think it touches on some important topics. It's, you know, three different characters that at any point in their life, they experience trauma. And, you know, what do they look for? They want to be safe, they want to feel loved, and they want to go home.
Well, I see, taking a look at your website, you've got a busy November coming up. You got some shows going.
Yeah, we got a couple shows with the band. I typically play 90% of my shows solo. It allows me to get out on the road and travel. But in the fall and in the spring, I'm able to put the band together. And it's great. We're going to be doing a show on November 23rd at Dark Hall in Regina. And then December, we go to Saskatoon for a show at The Basement. Yeah, and I'm hoping next summer to come out to Alberta again. We were in the Edmonton area at Labor Day weekend. We had a show, and I'm looking to come out to Alberta a couple times in 2025.
That'd be fantastic. We'd love to see you at the station, buddy. That'd be really, really cool.
Yeah, you bet.
All right, well, thank you so much for coming on the show. If somebody wants to follow you online.
I'm on all the social media sites. So you can find me there or hit up my website, jjvoss.com.
He's on TikTok and he does all these fancy dances, everyone.
Oh, no.